The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Again, in the Irish Times reports that the vast majority of tax that businesses deferred through a government scheme during the pandemic has now either been paid or is in the process of being paid. About 93% of the 3.2 billion euro worth of tax deferred under the debt warehousing scheme has now been either paid in full or will be under a phased payment arrangement, according to the Revenue Commissioners. The debt warehousing scheme allowed companies to temporarily defer VAT, employer PAYE and some income tax liabilities for an extended period of time. The scheme was part of a wider effort to keep businesses going that would otherwise have struggled to survive the government lockdowns. The scheme successfully offered valuable and practical liquidity support to businesses by assisting with their cash flow, thereby preventing business failure, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, said in a statement. For those customers who have agreed to PPAs, it is important to note that in order to retain the 0% interest rate, it remains a key condition that current taxes are filed and paid as they fall due and that all monthly payments are honoured as agreed, he said. Peter Flanagan also has a story about the Central Bank Deputy Governor for Financial Regulation, Sharon Donnery, is to leave later this year for a job at the European Central Bank. Ms. Donnery, who has been with the regulator since 1996, is to take up a role as an ECB representative to the Supervisory Board of ECB Banking Supervision. She will remain in her current position until late this year, and the search for her replacement will commence straight away. The ECB Supervisory Board plans and carries out banking supervision, and Ms. Donnery will be one of four ECB representatives on the board, along with delegates from the 21 other regulators within the euro area. Bloomberg reports that eBay will drop American Express cards as a payment option because of unacceptably high fees, according to an email that the online marketplace plans to send to customers. eBay will notify customers this week about the change, which is set to take effect in the middle of August. After careful consideration, eBay has decided to no longer accept American Express globally from August 17th due to the unacceptably high fees American Express charges for processing credit card transactions, the company said in an email. Amex, however, said its research shows that its fees were comparable to what eBay must pay or accept similar cards on other networks such as Visa and MasterCard while providing more value.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.